My favorite thing is the magic phones that we all have. You know, not so long ago, phones were not magic. They were just used to telephone people. And they couldn't take pictures, you know? If you wanted to take a picture, this was only like 20 years ago, you would have to use it. You couldn't use a phone. I remember I'd try, go, okay, just hold on there. Just people go, what are you doing? I go, don't worry, I was kind of ahead of my time, but they thought. No, you had to use a camera, and then you would put film in the camera, and then you would go to a photo mat. It was wonderful, and you'd give it to this old man, and he'd go behind some beads and stuff, you know? And then you go, when am I going to see them pictures? And, go, and then you go, I'll phone you every couple of weeks. How'd that be? And then one day you got the news. Your pictures were ready. And so you brought your whole family and you all showed up. And you got that envelope. It was wonderful. And you opened that seal, you know. And then there were the pictures, a whole handful. Like you go, hey, look at this. It's a picture of Aunt Ida, but her eyes are red like the devil. Maybe Aunt Ida's the devil. Hey, look at this. It's a picture of my dog, but I put a hat and glasses on it so it looked like a person. Still looks kind of like a dog a little bit. Hey, look, it's a picture of you. But look at your jacket and your hair. Ah! The way you used to dress. Ah! Remember that hair? So you needed that time for the picture to have make any sense or have any resonance. You know, nowadays you go, hey, would you like to see a picture of you standing right where you are 1 second ago? I got one here. Your hair is identical. Guess it would be, huh? In the real old days, they would take pictures like, and at my house, I have a picture of my great-grandfather. And I only have one, you know? Back then, they only had one picture of everybody because they'd pull that thing and it would explode and all that shit, you know? And it was just nobody was happy because it took so long to get your picture taken. And so it's just my great-grandfather going, huh? How long is this going to take, Sarah? Who's gonna feed them hogs? Damn sure ain't gonna be Marjorie, I'll tell you that. You know what else I like about the magic phone? Wikipedia. Oh, you ever use that? That's the best, man. It makes a democracy out of smartness. Everybody's equal now. You know, used to be a guy would go to school 5-6 years, and then he'd talk to me, and I'd be like, ah. But now, now it's all different. I got my magic phone in my pocket. So a guy will say to me, he'll go, hey, Norm, you ever hear of a fella that went by the name of Claude Monet? And I go, why, of course I have. I got to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom. And I'm in there 20, 25 minutes, and I come back. I go, hey, listen, I was just, we were talking about Claude Monet, and I just wanted to say that, you know what I liked about him was his paintings. I liked the way he painted. He was a painter, and I loved how he used the paint to make paintings. And the guy goes, God damn, Norm, I've never been able to stump you in 2 years. I go, hey. Ah. But I looked on my, because I like learning on my Wikipedia, and I looked because I was wondering about fame, the nature of fame, because it's changed so much, you know? And when I was young, it was one thing, and now it's a whole different thing. And I was wondering how many people have been to the moon, like have actually walked on the moon. So I looked on my magic telephone, and I found out only 13 or 14 in the entire history of the world. You would think that would make you very, very famous. But no. The last guy who walked, now you'd think he would be famous for being the last guy to be on the moon. His name was Harrison Schmitt. Now, who ever heard of him? Meanwhile, he goes all the way to the moon, hangs around there for a while, and comes back. He's not famous, but a girl with a giant ass is famous. Now, when I was young, a man who went to the moon was famous. And a lady with a giant ass, you'd go, can you stand over there? Because this is... Harrison Schmitt. So how many people that went to the moon do we even know? There was, we know the first ones. There was Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. They went Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. And even the third is hard to remember. His name was Michael Collins. And Michael Collins, in one of the just most unfair jokes, I don't know what it was, he got to go all the way to the moon, but not go on the moon. All the way to the moon, and then that little rope ladder, he wasn't allowed to go down. He had to stay in the lunar capsule while Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong went on the moon. And Michael Collins just looking out the window going, are those motherfuckers golfing? Good God, they're golfing. Wait a minute, they got a dune buggy now. I was only allowed to bring so much and they brought dune buggies. This is... I have to keep up a good face, I guess. And then Buzz and Neil, I'm sure they were nice guys. They didn't want to hurt Michael Collins, you know. So they probably went back, you know, to the lunar capsule, you know, and Michael Collins was like, what do you think, guys? What was the moon like? What was it like? And they were like, it's all right if you like that kind of thing, I guess. It's... I prefer the lunar capsule myself. I can't speak for Buzz, but I really do like the lunar capsule.
Watch Norm MacDonald, Hitler's Dog, Gossip, and Trickery, only on Netflix.